Hello and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the Life Enrichment Academy Christmas Podcast. We are thrilled here today to have with us Jordan Obrecht, one of LEA Warren's abled citizens. Jordan, happy to have you here, and so great to see you again.
It was so great to see you as well, Mike.
As you know, Jordan is one of the persons served that attends LEA in Warren. And during this time of COVID, he is no longer back to the program. But that's one of the reasons we do these podcasts, is to keep our LEA family together and getting to see some of the people, some of Jordan's friends, as well as Jordan, when we bring this to you. So, Jordan, let's start things out. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and what has Jordan been up to during these very different times in our lives?
Well, I've been, basically what I've been doing is I've been taking my voice lessons online and my piano, but then they opened up the music school, and I was able to go back to the music school and do voice lessons and band one day a week.
Now, how do you do it at the music school? Do you have to be masked up, or you keep a social distance?
Well, basically, when I walk in for 15 minutes, I put the mask on. And then once I get back to my class, I take it off, and then I'm in my class with my teacher.
That sounds safe.
Yes.
Jordan, you overcame your visual impairment challenges to become so much of a talent in singing and in music. How difficult, how hard was this for you to do?
Actually, I got lucky. It wasn't hard at all. My mom has helped me out. She actually got me into this music school. She actually, by helping me with practicing lyrics and taking me there. I used to go three nights a week before the pandemic. But since the pandemic, I've been going one day a week. And then also, on Monday nights, there's this recording class that ever since the pandemic, what I've been doing basically is we've been videotaping songs since we can't go into the studio. So my first song that I videotaped on Mondays, it was the first song was Beverly Hills by Weezer.
Okay. And how did that go?
It went really good. It was great.
Now, you've been involved in singing and a musical career. How long? When did you find out that you had a voice that you could really sing?
I actually started singing my whole life. I started when I was a baby, but then when I was two, I had a little toy keyboard that I always carried around with me every time. But I actually started my first music school in lessons when I was 20.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, after you progressed, you know, you have your band, you sang solo. Mm-hmm. Tell us about singing with the rock band Foreigner. I hear that came into your life.
Yes. Well, actually in 2014, our music school actually put together a choir because there's this radio station named WCSX. They wanted to know if we had a choir. So when I first started, when we first started with Foreigner, we opened up for we opened up with Foreigner for I Want to Know What Love Is.
Now, basically, the choir was just a chorus. You did the background for Foreigner in that?
Yes, yes.
That must have been extremely exciting because you were right on the DTE stage, right?
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. And then back in 2015, Foreigner actually opened up for Kid Rock. And we did it again back in 2015. And then after that, the drummer and the guitar player, they all came down the stage and gave me a hug. And I met the singer. Man, it was an exciting time in my life. It was amazing.
How did the audience react? Did you get a big hand from the audience?
I did. Yes, I did. Yes.
Now, did you get to meet Kid Rock?
No, but I wanted to. I swore I wanted to, but.
Well, that may happen in your future. You never know.
Right.
Now, who do you get the most support at home from in your career?
My mother and my father.
Now, what does mom and dad do for you besides get you to the practices?
Well, my mom actually helps. She helps me learn the lyrics. And, like, we go, like, when we're in the car, we go through, like, what the lyrics of the words are to the song so that I know what words to say in the song.
Okay. And that helps you?
Yes.
Does mom have a good voice? Mom's in the studio. She just chose to not be on camera. She's shaking her head no. Now, you're part of a band.
Yes.
Okay. And you solo. What do you like more?
I like being part of a band because we collaborate together. We feed off each other's energy. We have fun. They're like, we laugh with each other. They're like family. They're like friends. But I also like to solo as well.
Now, do you record your band sessions and then re-listen to them or something like that?
I do. Yeah, I do. And then I have a little voice recorder, as you know. I record it with the voice recorder and I listen back to what I've practiced and stuff like that. So
you guys practice seriously, but at the same time, you have some fun. You got to have some fun.
Oh, yeah. We have amazing time. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, what about going solo? Which do you like the band more, or do you like doing solos more?
I like the band more because it's a lot more fun.
I remember back probably about 3 or 4 years ago, we toured some of the senior citizen complexes, and we did Christmas songs for them.
Yes.
And during that time, we had a chorus, but we had you also solo on the piano, and you played every song that we did. So you have a wide variety of piano talent. How long did it take you to get those songs down? Because they were perfect.
Gosh, it took me a while. I've got this amazing, just amazing piano teacher, Chris Kodish, who's won a lot of Detroit awards for, you know, he's a good mentor. And I've also got another good mentor. Her name is Sherry at the music school. She's my vocal coach. So I've learned a lot from him and Sherry, and as well as other teachers that I've had in the past.
Now, when you mentioned vocal coach.
Yes.
Okay, you go to a typical vocal practice. Is you just get there and sing, or do they tune your voice up? Do they do special things, little things with your voice before you start singing?
Well, basically what Sherry does, and this is the owner of the music school, Detroit School of Rock and Pop, we do like vocal techniques just to warm up my voice for like band and stuff, you know, make sure it's good and stuff like that, tune it up.
Give us an idea of a quick tune-up.
Okay. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. We do stuff like that, and she does, like, other syllables of stuff like that.
And that gets you ready. That gets the voice loosened, gets the vocal cords loosened up?
Yes. Yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
Now, the Alley Academies, they're making their comeback as far as reopenings go.
Right.
You know, this time of COVID has been hard
for
all of us, but yet the Alley Academies are being innovative. And they're rising above to slowly start bringing people back. And now that we've got a vaccine, we see that light at the end of the tunnel. So hopefully we're all back together. Our family is all back together. Because that's what it felt like around here.
Yeah.
Now, they're adapting and overcoming as we launch a safe return for our individuals. What do you miss most about your program coming here?
Honestly, Mike, I miss my friends. I miss the staff. You know, before the pandemic, when I was here, I felt like I learned a lot from the staff and everybody here at Life Enrichment Academy.
Now, where you were in, as I recall, you were in art?
Yes, correct. Yes, art, cooking. Those are the only two I was in, yes.
But yes, yet throughout your days here at Life Enrichment Academy, though, yeah. The countless number of friends you've met and then through the talent show, especially, and that was probably one of the saddest things we had to do was put the talent show on hold. You wanted to say something about the talent show.
Yes, I really miss the talent show, you know, and it's not the same. It's really hard for me not to, you know, it's really hard not to be at the talent show. And my family and friends and everybody, they miss the talent show so much, especially me. Like,
well, we're definitely going to be back.
Great.
One of these days. Because I remember, you know, the craziness that went on. We would practice 2 months ahead of the talent show.
Yes.
When everybody would get back into program. And
right.
You had acts going on all over the business, all over the
building,
the program, over the building.
Yeah.
And that was half the fun of it.
Right.
Plus, you know, being in various acts with your friends and things like that.
Yeah.
So I just want to tell you, we are looking at a way. I hope we don't have to do it virtually, but we are looking at a way to do a virtual talent show. And believe me, all your friends here and yourself will be contacted as to how we're going to do that.
Okay.
I think we're leaning a little towards into 2021, without a doubt, to get this thing going.
Yeah.
But we definitely want to get some things going because you're not the only one that's been asking about that.
And, great.
And sad because it's not here. But it's going to be back. I can guarantee you that.
And every time I walk into my mom's office, I kind of get a little emotional because I haven't been here. And I always mention to her about the staff at CSDD and everybody. It's just, it's hard for me.
Well, your staff is going to be glad to know that you remember them. And they're so deserving of that as well.
Yeah.
They're slowly coming back here, too.
So. Good.
So during the holiday season, it's upon us, okay? Yeah. We need to hang on and believe that more than ever before in the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
That's going to make us rise above.
Right.
Now, what would you like to say to all your friends at the program and your staff at the program? Your Christmas wishes for all your friends and staff.
Well, I just would like to say have a safe and happy holiday season with your family, friends. You know, even though this pandemic has been lasting us for, gosh, ever, you know, try not to think about it. Christmas is a time about family, friends, loved ones, gatherings. Just have a safe and happy holiday season and Merry Christmas.
Well, that comes from the heart.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, we're going to take a step back into Christmas 2018 when you and I did a song together.
Yes.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do.
What song was that?
Mary, Did You Know?
Well, through the magic of DVD, we're going to put that into our program right now and take a peek at it from back in 2018.
Great, great. Let's do it. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters?
Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels tried? When you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, 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 did you know?
That's right, boy. Yay! Come on.
Here we go.
Here we go, man.
The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will lead, the dumb will speak, the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation?
Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations?
Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleepy child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, Mary, did you know? Oh, Mary, did you know? Thank you very much!
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, Jordan, you didn't think we were going to end this interview by just saying so long, okay?
Absolutely not, no.
Well, no. We gotta, no. You're here, and we got to have you sing a Christmas favorite song for all the people here at Program, all the staff and family that's going to watch this podcast. Let me introduce you.
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
And now, the young man with the incomparable talent, Mr. Jordan Obrecht.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years, we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
I think we can give him some applause in the studio here.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jordan?
Yes.
You couldn't have said it any better. A Christmas wish to everybody. I just want to thank you for being here today.
And I also want to thank you for letting, introducing me, and I was so pleased to be a part of this podcast. Thank you very much, Mike, Derek.
No worries. It's good to have you in front of a microphone again.
It's good to be here again.
Listen, to all out there.
Sorry.
The LEA family. God bless you all. Merry Christmas to all. This is Mike Leon saying, Happy Holidays. Merry Christmas.